I'm distrusted in my own optimistic ideas of what I could do. I'm pretty self-satisfied with my own individuality. I don't think I have to exert myself so much to explain that I'm not part of rock and roll. I have my own identity. I'm not. I just use rock and roll, and I had to be very exaggerated in the beginning to defy people to put me into a category, so that that would leave me room to work in.
Hi, it's Mark Donner, and welcome to the Rock and Roll Content Show. This is the brand new show about creating cool content on the internet. Don't get confused by the name. We're talking about absolutely any kind of content you might make, whether you're an independent content creator or you're working in the business world. We're just going to take inspiration from some of the great artists, music, and moments in rock and roll history. I was prepping another episode of this podcast to release as episode number one. And you'll hear that one next week. But something happened. I saw the new film Moon Age Daydream, documenting the music of David Bowie from his early career up to his final work, Black Star, which was released days after his passing in 2016. David Bowie had been, for the past 17 or 18 years or so, my favorite musical artist. I got to see him twice on his reality tour in 2004, which ended up being the last significant tour that he did in the United States. I heard a quote in Moon Age Daydream that I had heard before, but in the context of the film, it really resonated with me, particularly because I was working on content for this podcast, and it caused me to change my plan for the first episode. Here's Bowie in his own words from a 1977 interview for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
I wanted to define the archetype Messiah rock star. That's all I wanted to do, and I used the trappings of Kabuki theater, mime technique, fringe New York music, like my references were Velvet Underground. Right. So Ziggy was, for me, a very simplistic thing. It was what it seemed to be, an alien rock star. And for performance value, I dressed him and acted him out. I left it at that. But other people reread him and contributed more information about Ziggy than I had put into him.
1972's The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars is one of the most influential rock albums of all time. Ziggy is a concept album that loosely follows a rock star from outer space who comes to save the Earth 5 years ahead of an impending disaster. Over that time, he becomes beloved, rises to epic stardom, except Ziggy buys into all of his hype, starts to self-destruct, eventually dying on stage, surrounded by fans. It's my favorite Bowie album. I think there are a few of his other albums that are objectively better, but Ziggy is my favorite. When I get a new piece of audio equipment, it's become a tradition that the first thing I play on that equipment is the opening track to Ziggy Stardust, 5 Years. I love it. The concept album is told in a story form with a point of view that shifts throughout the album. Here's Bowie to talk a little bit about that.
I'd put three viewpoints into the album from three different areas. Maybe the character himself would appear, and then there would be two other statements by two other people, all on one album. I mean, it was the way an author would write a book. Yes. Rather, I mean, it hadn't been utilized that much in records. It was a theater piece that the spiders didn't really exist, that they only existed for the length, the duration of that character's life.
Right.
I was stuck with him for a long time. Took a long time to shake him off after I'd finished working with him, because people relate to him more than David Bowie at the time. It was still very hard for anybody to realize that a rock artist can go on stage and be a different person every time he goes on stage. You don't have to be the same personality every time you go on stage, and mine was more exaggerated.
Despite all of that, the magic in The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars is, as Bowie told us, in its simplicity. The character was designed to be a fairly common archetype, a messianic character of sorts. It's kind of a typical rock star story arc, with the exception being, of course, that the main character is an alien. Bowie used a few influences to bring that together, including the New York City band The Velvet Underground, as well as makeup from Kabuki Theater and elsewhere. That was it, though. It was a pretty simple concept. Everything else that Ziggy Stardust was to fans around the world came from what they brought to the character. I find that fascinating, and do you know what that makes me think of? No, you probably don't, but I'm going to tell you. Years ago, I read a book about writing effective business proposals. If I find it, I'll share it. I'm not sure how relevant it is at this point. It was probably 20 years ago. And it was a page-turner, let me tell you. But in that book, there is one thing in particular that remained with me. Keep things simple. Regardless of whether you're writing a business proposal, or creating a blog post, or a video, podcast, or even making a loosely assembled rock opera about an attractive, androgynous alien who's really good at guitar, some of the concepts of good storytelling stay the same, and simplicity is at the core. Simplicity allows you to create a narrative that will not only get your point across in ways that people can understand, it creates space to help people fill in their own gaps, to make their own leaps based on their own experiences or their own problems. You often hear songwriters, much less talented than David Bowie, hesitate to talk about the meaning behind the songs they write. They put their songs out into the world, perhaps with a particular meaning behind them, something that they had in mind when they wrote it. But once that song is in the hands of the people, they let them bring their own meaning to it. Ziggy Stardust is one of the best examples of that. Simplicity is so important to story. What is it that you want to get across to your audience? How do you want it to resonate? We may want our content to do a number of things. Educate, inform, advocate, motivate, compel, entertain.
Simple concepts help the content creator to achieve those goals. In Harvard Business Publishing's white paper, Telling Stories, How Leaders Can Influence, Teach, and Inspire, the authors, Vanessa Boris and Lainey Peterson, tell us that, quote, storytelling works because it parallels the ways in which we receive, analyze, organize, and archive any information that comes into our brains. Facts enter as data points. Stories connect the dots. When we hear a new story, we value it and attach emotion to it. We integrate it with our own inner treasure trove of previously heard or directly experienced moments, adjusting, updating, and replacing old stories that are no longer relevant or accurate. Through new and updated stories, we absorb incoming facts, make connections, and interpret meaning, and changes to neural pathways actually happen. As a result, we're able to work from a larger story, one that offers greater perspective, enabling more options and more opportunities to try on new ideas or behaviors without external risk. And in that moment, sustainable learning occurs. End quote. Good storytelling lets your audience have just enough information to craft their own story based on the parameters you've set. In Ziggy Stardust, David Bowie got to that place through simplicity.
You might have a lot of thoughts that you want to convey. How do you make sure that theme stays simple? How do you make sure that the theme of the content you create is one that's resonant, compelling, original? Let's take a look at originality, because to me, it doesn't necessarily mean what you might think. As Bowie said, he used a fairly common archetype when creating Ziggy. Kind of a messianic character. He took other influences, like New York City art rock, like the Velvet Underground, Kabuki Theater makeup, different things that inspired him at that time and helped him craft the message that he wanted to. The simple act of taking some of those concepts that are seemingly unrelated and putting them together to make something new within that overall concept can truly create an original and innovative idea. Think of some ways that you might want to take these storytelling lessons from Ziggy Stardust when building your own content. What are they? How can you keep your themes and your ideas simple in order to create great content that resonates with your audience? I'd love to hear those ideas. If you do have suggestions or ideas or questions, send them along to me, podcast@rockcontent.show. That's the email address. I'll have more ways to connect and communicate as we move along, but that's a good place to start. That's podcast@rockcontent.show. There's a lot more to David Bowie that we've really only scratched the surface on. Bowie regularly changed his persona and point of view in order to tell different stories through his art at different stages of his life. If you haven't seen the documentary Moon Age Daydream, it's been in theaters this week as I record this, but it'll be available on demand soon, I'm sure. Make sure you check that out. It's worth watching. Have you heard Ziggy Stardust? If you haven't, I encourage you to check it out. A quick listen, not hard to get through, a lot of great music. I've linked the full version of the album on several different streaming platforms in the show notes, so you can check that out on your platform of choice. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on the player of your choice so you don't miss an episode, and visit rockcontent.show to subscribe to the newsletter. Now, my newsletter is new as well. It comes out a few days after each podcast episode is released. In it, you'll find a secondary thought on each week's topic. And this week, we're going to talk about authenticity and content experience within the context of Bowie and Ziggy. And I'll give you a sneak peek at what's coming up the next week on the Rock and Roll Content Show. So be sure to subscribe to that, and it's free. Thanks for listening today. I will see you next time on the Rock and Roll Content Show.